It's the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock, Nasser Vision, and Generator Supercenter.
We've always been interested in Mount Everest, climbing Mount Everest. Such a human accomplishment, right? To get to the very top of our world.
Yes.
As dangerous as it is. George, did you ever read Into Thin Air, Krakauer book?
No.
I think you'd really love that.
Yeah.
It's such a page-turner. Boy, talk about being locked into a book. I remember just, I couldn't wait to get off of work so I could go lay on a couch and keep reading it.
You're exactly right. Of all the books that I've ever read, that is the one that I could not put down. I think I may have finished it in 2 or 3 days.
Yeah. It's so good. It's about, what year was that expedition? 92 or something? No,
somewhere.
It was earlier than that, wasn't it? I can't remember.
I think that's about right.
But yeah, it's about this ill-fated time of these people trying to go up Everest, and all hell breaks loose. There's several parties that are trying to summit. They're getting bottlenecked up there. Bad weather moves in. They lost several people. One incredible story of survival that's about a doctor who lived here in Dallas. You should read it. It's great. It's an older book, but it's a real page-turner. I think it certainly is appealing to anyone of any gender,
yes.
But it is definitely a great guy book.
Yes.
Guys would love reading this. Anyway, so I always like stories about Everest. And Nepal Police Central Investigations Bureau, they uncovered a $20 million insurance fraud scam. They uncovered it back in 2018, but they recently reopened the investigation, and it's about these companies that would scam insurance, and they would create emergencies for tourists from countries like the UK or Australia, where it would be more difficult for these insurance companies to verify incidents, but they would wait, the guides, they're supposed to help you climb Everest, would wait for climbers to experience mild altitude sickness. And then urge the climbers to take these tablets, which treat altitude sickness, but with excessive amounts of water that would make the symptoms worse.
Wow.
And they would do that. They would intentionally make the climbers sick so that then they would have to be evacuated. Well,
wow.
The guides were in on it with all these other companies like the medevac people, like the doctors around there. So everyone would get these big payouts from insurance companies. And you screw up a climber's chance at climbing Everest.
I'd be so furious if I was
sorry.
One of those climbers.
Mm. Now, there were other climbers that would actually get in on it. So there was another scam where they would have climbers that would fake illnesses so that they wouldn't have to descend the mountain on foot, right? Just like you already, let's say you even went up there, but then you get sick afterwards and, oh no, I have to be medevaced down. So you could get to come down. And they're like, hey, listen, just say you're sick. We'll sign off the paperwork. We'll certify that you're sick and everything. And then we'll get my buddy to take you down in a helicopter.
And you still get to say you climbed Everest.
Yeah, all right.
Speaking of scams, any sort of assistance like that, whether it's medevac or ambulance,
yeah,
that whole thing's. You ever paid for the ambulance to come to a house of a loved one, and how much that is?
Yeah, it's a lot.
How is that possibly that much?
Because it can be. Because when insurance companies get involved, prices go up. You know, this is a bit of sorriness that happens on basically everyone's part in the medical industry, is that the price to you and the price to the insurance company is different. They mark it up for insurance companies. And so if they think it's going to be for the insurance company, they'll charge you more.
God, it's just so wrong. Everything about
it. I know.
We
need
system.
To somehow figure it out. But yeah, helicopter companies, local hospitals, remote hospitals, all of them were in on this. I shouldn't say all of them. Many of them were in on the scam. Not every hospital over there. So, yeah, they collected, let's see, 171 unnecessary rescues. This one company did 171 unnecessary rescues. They collected over $10 million for that. There was another Nepal charter service that collected another $8.2 million. The Everest Experience and Assistance, whatever company that is, was linked to another $11 million. I mean, this just, every one of these totals is almost into the tens of millions of dollars.
Wow.
Between 2022 and 2025, 4,782 climbers were said to have been affected by or involved in the schemes.
Golly.
Almost 4,800 climbers. 32 guides were charged.
And they're able to get away with that many, such a big number, because it's seen as so difficult that, well, yeah, that stands to reason that would happen to somebody.
Yeah. What if we're now finding out that climbing Everest is really easy?
It's not that, it's not that
it's
hard.
Not that hard. That's what I take from this. Yeah, ask that to Dr. Beckweathers, who lost a lot in that climbing accident. I'm going to, a little bit of a spoiler here.
Nose?
He didn't have a removable nose. Yeah. No.
But Michael Jackson had one.
But this is a bit of a spoiler for anyone reading Into Thin Air by John Krakauer. Beckweathers, the guy from Dallas, the doctor, was left for dead up there. Because up there, you have to make decisions like that. You know, it's too hard to rescue someone. Yeah. You've got to leave them. He was left to die, and he still survived through an incredible, incredible act of will that he put on. It's amazing. It's an amazing story. He had to grow a removable nose.
I hope he's been able to capitalize on that for the rest of his life, telling that survival story, you know, making the circuit and getting paid to tell that story. Because he deserves it after surviving that.
Getting paid.
No. That's right.
Getting laid. Polymarket.
Hey, guys.
Is apologizing for allowing wagers on the fate of those downed U.S. pilots in Iran.
God.
They said this was a mistake.
We got to draw a line somewhere, don't we?
And they deleted that particular market where users were able to wager on whether the pilots might be rescued or not. And, but yeah, we want a micro bet on everything now. So that's the only thing that makes life interesting to us. We're given this amazing miracle of existence with these amazing adaptable bodies that can do things. And it's just not exciting enough.
Yeah, but what kind of action can I get?
Yeah. We have to put some action on it. In order to keep me interested.
What's more disturbing, that they offered that bet or that people bet on that?
You know, I wonder if is Polymarket one of these deals where a user can create the bet? Like, or do they put out the bet?
That's a good one. I don't know. I think they put it out, but I don't know for sure.
Well, if they don't, our apologies. And they did the right thing to delete the market.
Yeah.
You know,
did you take the Iranians and the points, or did you take the U.S. pilots?
George, I don't think it's something to joke about.
I'm not joking. It was a bet. I was asking what...
Our pilots almost lost their lives.
I know.
George. Iran is winning the AI slop propaganda war.
What's that?
I have to admit, I've kind of tuned out of politics for the past, I don't know, 5 years, 6 years. It's longer than that now, isn't it? I can't remember. But I just haven't paid attention. But now when I dip my toe back in it and I start looking at it, it's like...
You want to take a knee?
Yeah. The politics has just gotten to where who can dunk on the other one and who has the most kick-ass memes? Who has the best memes that makes me... happy because it makes someone else miserable. That's what we are. That's where we're at now. And now it's important who wins the AI slop war. And Iran, think about this. Iran is getting bombed mercilessly. But one of the ways they fight back is they made an AI-generated Lego movie depicting Trump as a war-hungry pedophile. And they call their team of propagandists the Explosive News Team. and they'll make movies that really insult and dunk on America. They have time to make Lego movies while being bombed.
Wow.
And they make fun of Trump and Benjamin Netanyahu. That's the way they fight back.
Until they can't make Lego movies anymore.
They fight back with snark. They also set it to a catchy rap song about how Trump is a loser. And it's generated millions of views. So I've seen some of these little Lego movies they do. It's
funny.
Pretty decent quality.
So they feel good about that they're at least winning on that front?
Yes.
It's at least one win they can show everybody?
Right. Well, heck, our government does it too. You'll see these videos of, I don't know, Sleepy Joe riding an eagle into the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I don't know. It's just a bunch of stupidity. But we love it because it really...
AI am getting off a plane and wiping out down the stairs and all that.
Yes. Know. And it's great. And then, how about this? This is something that will help people. Would you ever become a half-human, half-robot centaur?
Nope.
Tell me more.
Chinese scientists have explaced a hydraulic-powered suit that basically is a set of rear legs that you strap around your waist, and they walk back behind you. It's a bipedal robot attachment.
Huh.
And it gives you an extra pair of legs, and they say that... I don't know how this works,
but... Can you gallop?
I think you can gallop.
What a running back this would be.
But it decreases your output of energy by around 35% when you're using this. I mean, it looks really dumb. I'll let you look at that picture of it.
Yeah, you got robot horse legs and a horse butt.
Wow. Someone described it as a rickshaw, but with legs instead of tires in the back, and it just walks behind you, following you the whole time, and somehow it lessens your energy. I guess it propels you just enough forward, but it doesn't feel like it's pushing you.
Does it mimic the movement of your legs?
Yes, I guess? It can detect everything about your movements, and it does everything it can to help you.
It looks like it's holding you up maybe also a little bit around the waist.
Yeah, but that would be uncomfortable if it was doing that.
So if you lifted your leg, the hind leg would lift up?
There would be a leg lifting. I'm just smapping you. But half human, half robot centaur.
Okay, I'm in.
That's
what if I wore this?
That's what your father fought for,
okay,
George.
How much?
How weird weirded out would you guys be if I just had this attached every day when I came
how
up to work?
How do you sit down? I guess you don't. I guess you just
stand.
I think you could just
trot up to the desk and start talking.
Couldn't you just lean back a little bit and that would be like sitting?
Maybe.
In a sense?
Yeah, it would.
Because it would hold you,
I guess. So dumb.
It's so great.
How is that helping?
Because we need to all be half robot centaurs and just sit around watching AI slop all day. And then just put an orgasm machine on us that runs 24 hours a day, too.
We're heading that way.
While nursing on a backpack, you know, one of those little camelbacks that just has like popcorn butter in it that we just drink out of the whole time.
Not that far off.
Uh-huh.
Not that far off.